Our next batch of stories include scammers taking control of computers, experts claim gridlock harming firms, and a rise in knife crime.
Why are all the roadworks taking place at the same time? That is the question from drivers, pedestrians and business owners alike as months of gridlock in the city continues. Experts are now demanding answers from the County Council, the authority tasked with maintaining the city's roads. Norwich BID boss Stephen Gurney said this had even more impact on the network and created even more pressure. It's an unfortunate piece of timing with overlapping works, then the unplanned issue of Sweetbriar Road where the bridge collapsed. The council said the work would aid public transport.
The news that a gaggle of exotic birds are running riot in a city suburb has caught the attention of a man in the USA who has dedicated his life to peafowl. Iowa-based Dennis Fett, aka Mr. Peacock, has spent decades uncovering the mystic wiles of peacocks and peahens. The Birdie Boffin runs a peacock information centre across the Atlantic. Along with his wife of 42 years, Debbie Buck, the 72-year-old has a muster of up to 80 peafowl. The pair have kept the exotic birds for more than four decades, and against all odds, from across the pond, Mr. Peacock picked up the bizarre story of Eaton's rogue peafowl. The feathered friends consist of at least one peacock and one peahen, which have been spotted roaming wild through the suburb in the last few weeks. The exotic bird expert confirmed that the peahen is an India blue and the peacock a black shoulder that is at least 3 years old. Both of them look in very good condition, but it looks like someone has grabbed some scissors and cut the peacock's tail feathers off, he explained. That might have happened because someone was transporting the bird and put it into a crate and it wouldn't fit. But from looking at the video, the birds are very comfortable. Ones that roam wildly are generally tame. And it appears he's also hit upon where they call home. They look calm and happy, and are definitely someone's pet. I'm surprised that someone hasn't come forward to say that they are lost. Chris Stebbing, chairman of Eaton Village Residents Association, confirmed that since the sightings, no one has come forward. Avian aficionado Dennis added, "They eat grass and bugs. They have a wonderful appetite. They'll find compost and scratch at it on the hunt for bugs. Peafowl often create a pattern, and we're seeing that here. They'll go to the same places to find food and water. These birds are bringing a lot of joy to people, but as much as I love peafowl, they really need to be outside of an urban setting. I like that the neighbourhood enjoys them, but I don't want to see them get hurt."
Last year, 244 people in Norfolk was sentenced for knife offences. Claire Lincoln, charity lead at Sproutston's Youth Engagement Project, says she has seen a huge increase in young people carrying knives. Ms. Lincoln thinks the problem stems from the belief that the lifestyle associated with gang culture is fashionable. She said it's embedded into music, fashion, television and film. Miss Lincoln added that as young people go through their transition into adulthood, they form their identities and are more easily influenced. She said many of them are just scared. They don't think about or realise what the consequences of carrying a knife can be. And she believes the amount of information that children and young people have access to in the modern world means children are unable to simply be children, and young people are mostly unable to escape.
A city restaurant has clinched the top prize in its category at a National Food Award. Benedict's was named as Restaurant of the Year East at the Food Awards England 2022. Beating off competition from other local favourites like Georges and Middleton's. Chief Patron Richard Bainbridge said, "What an incredible achievement for our independently owned restaurant to win this award. A win for us is a win for all the other hospitality businesses in the city." Having honed his culinary talents at award-winning restaurants across the globe, Mr. Bainbridge returned to his hometown of Norwich and started Benedict's with his wife Katia in June 2015. That same year, he also gained national attention after winning BBC Two's Great British Menu, and his restaurant team has gone on to achieve several accolades. The awards celebrate the nation's food professionals, and the winners are chosen by the public. Benedict's was not the only food business to achieve success. Wells Crab House Seafood Restaurant in Wells next to sea was named the best seafood establishment in West Midlands.
Scammer claiming criminals are controlling people's computers in Norfolk have prompted Trading Standards to issue a warning. Norfolk Trading Standards say callers claim to work for well-known companies and say the recipient has a problem with their computer or internet. They make claims about viruses, say criminals are controlling your machine, or criminals will be blocking you from the internet if the recipient does not agree to immediate work to fix the issue. The caller will then attempt to gain remote access to the computer to plant malicious software or access personal information. Victims can end up being asked to pay for what the fraudster has done. If scammers do not succeed at first contact, they have been known to try calling again. In the event of being targeted by this scam, people should call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133. Next, we have our second feature, a night's sleep fit for royalty. Emma Lee meets the founders of the Wrought Iron and Brass Bed Company, whose handcrafted Norfolk beds can be found everywhere, from royal residences and rock star homes to the Broadway stage.